They have the ability to use invisibility awesomely. They are really very capable of using invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back now to that night when the little being, he's beside the filmmaker, he turns his head turns into the head of a falcon, then he disappears. Then he leaves. Andrew and I see him moving down the deck, translucent, in other words, partly visible.
Mm-hmm.
The people inside have experienced a burst of heat. The reason is that he has been doing something to bend light. That's why he disappeared. But whatever he was doing caused heat, because it takes energy to bend light.
Mm-hmm.
And he held that heat technologically in his immediate proximity so that they would not feel it and be aware of his presence. Then when he realized we were coming closer, and he was caught between them and us, and with me especially, being so sensitized to them, I might have very well have detected his presence in one way or another in the room. He decided to take off. He then released part of his invisibility, therefore a burst of heat. And when we saw him, he was still partly invisible and partly visible, in other words, translucent. What we're looking at there, Art, is the function of technology. We are in the process right now of understanding invisibility. We will be building and creating devices that enable invisibility very soon, but with the difference that our solution is much more elegant than that and will not require the presence of something that bends light and that therefore has to do with gravity. It works differently. One of the things that the visitors do have is the ability to manipulate gravity.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we're far away from. And it's another thing that suggests to me that they may be from another reality, as well as maybe another planet. Maybe the two things are the same. I don't know. Because the manipulation of gravity seems right now very far from possible to us. But the visitors do it easily. When they used to arrive at the cabin, you would hear them in a little ship come across the, right across the roof, and you would hear things like, it sounded like ball bearings clicking in it, going click, 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 and it would drop down into the little yard in front of the house. You wouldn't be able to see it, but you knew it was there because you had just heard it arrive. And you had to be, I learned to be very insistent with myself. And the more determined I became to not let go of those things, the more I noticed the little things, the little giveaways of the visitors as they moved around in the yard. You could hear them, for example, even though they were invisible, you still hear them.
Whitley, our government, obviously, if they are in communication with the visitors, they're not going to tell us about it. You know, you elegantly pointed that out earlier. They really can't.
No.
But what about somebody like yourself? I mean, you have had an uncommon amount of interaction with them. Have you attempted communications, or if you have not, do you want to attempt communications? Do you want to be the messenger? Do you want to be the person to describe to us what their motives are? Do you want to talk to them?
I'm interested in empowering us. My focus is on us. I'm interested in human beings becoming an effective part of the relationship. Right now, we are passive, non-functional mm-hmm. in the relationship. They do what they want to us.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that to change. I want us to be active partners in the relationship. Whatever their motives may or may not be doesn't even interest me that much. What I'm interested in is, what can we get out of this? We are obviously not that far behind them technologically. We're already close to invisibility. There are scientists who are working on these incredible drives that are going to make us, enable us to leap across space, apparently. There's all kinds of stuff like that going on at every level technologically that are catching up with the visitors quite quickly. I want us to be empowered in this. I'm interested in our side of the relationship. I'm interested in making it active. And to do that, you have to make it knowledgeable. The foundation of knowledge is going to come from the people who had the experience, the people who know them, and the people who are interested. And I hope that's a large number of people. That's why I'm out here.